In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you please be seated? Well, I hope you enjoyed the musical rendition earlier. I'm an opera fan, so what better way to describe what mums have meant to us than the operatic rendition of I'm a Mum? Because. Well, we've all heard that, probably as children. I'm the mum. You'd be one in a million, perhaps a billion, if you've never heard any of those words of admonition or reproof or instruction in your childhood or even your adulthood. So here's to you mums, present, and those who've gone before. You gave us life. You washed our faces, taught us how to behave, invested everything you had into our lives. Yes, you also force-fed us food we'd rather not have eaten, or food we didn't like, or made us do things we didn't enjoy. But as children, we know ultimately it was because our mums, like that mum singing there, cared for us and loved us. We wouldn't be here today, literally, or be the people we are without our mothers. And that selfless, self-sacrificing characteristic of mothers is highlighted in all our readings today. Abraham Lincoln put it this way: all that I am or ever hope to be, I owe to my angel mother. I think most of us would agree with the sentiment of that. And certainly our readings today paint that picture of the giving, sacrificial nature of mothers. The first reading from 1 Samuel is astonishing if you stop and reflect on it. Hannah has sought a child for many years, lived with the shame of being barren in a culture which venerated childbearing. She'd been desperate, in despair, when she went to Shiloh to visit the priest Eli to pray for a child. Yet when she's granted the long-awaited child, Samuel, amazingly, she keeps her promise and relinquishes the long-awaited child to the service of the Lord. I say amazingly because humanly, who would have quibbled with her if she said, I've got this child that I've long, God's given me this child, it's for me to keep. This son is son of my father. Is flesh of my flesh. I can't let him go. Painful though it was, she took Samuel away from her home and left him at the house of the Lord at Shiloh, perhaps only to see him thence once, two or three times a year. And it's no different with Mary, the mother of Jesus. In our gospel reading, Simeon tells her that because of what will befall Jesus, a sword would pierce her own soul also. And it does, doesn't it, as we know. She sees the merciless hounding and persecution of her son, the torture of Jesus, and then the horrendous crucifixion on the cross. Acts enough to break any mother's heart. Yet again, as with Hannah, Mary instinctively gives her son to the Lord's will, painful though the sacrifice is. Why? Why this willingness to sacrifice the precious child in each case? Samuel and Jesus. Why this willingness to give them up to the different ways in which each would serve God? Well, our epistle, I think, tells us in a roundabout way, but it does directly address it. As God's chosen ones, people of God, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against anyone, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Motherhood is a reflection of the nature of God. What, after all, is at the heart of the selflessness of Hannah and Mary and the mother in the video, if not the love of God? Compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, all aspects of the love which binds everything together in perfect harmony. So as we celebrate Mothering Sunday, let us also celebrate the revelation that the qualities we celebrate in mothers are simply part of the nature of God. Mothers exemplify these characteristics best, but the truth is that whether we are male or female, as Paul writes to the Colossians, we are all called to reflect these qualities, as God is ultimately neither male nor female, but spirit. His spirit, and he calls us to reflect the attributes of the spirit. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, forgiving each other. But the very gifts of the spirit themselves are manifestations and descriptions of aspects of the love which God calls each one of us to show as his sons and his daughters. Clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts. Some of us may be going on to see our mums later on. Others are here with mothers. Some of us are mothers. But each one of us, and this is what I think you need to take away, each one of us is meant to exemplify, is meant to display those characteristics which Paul outlines in Colossians, those fruits of the Spirit, so to speak, to love as we have been loved, not just by our mothers, but by God. Shall we pray? Father, Mothering Sunday grew to reflect the return of folk to Mother Church, to go back to the churches in which they grew up, to give thanks for your goodness. But we rejoice that it's been expanded to include thanksgiving for mothers and the mother nature of God. As we celebrate Mothering Sunday today, speak afresh to each heart here today about your love that goes on and on and on. Your love that never gives up. Your love that is compassionate and kind, patient, meek, humble. Your love that is joyous and full of peace. Speak afresh to your sons and daughters. May they each know the joy of your presence. And equip us, Lord, to go out from this place and be mothers to those we encounter, not just today, but in the days to come. Mothers in the sense of bearing your love as a hen broods over her. Hovers over or covers her brood. To use another phrase that Jesus used, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem. How he longed for Jerusalem. Jerusalem stoned the prophets, but he longed to cover it like a hen covering her brood. So help us, Lord, to be mothers in the attributes we display in our places of work, in our places of recreation, to carry your goodness and your love to a hurting world. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.